Om Shanti. I'm sure all of you know Brother Nirvair. He was here with us for Christmas celebrations. Who is meeting Nirvair Bhai for the first time? Raise your hand. Nirvair Bhai is Baba's very lovely child, and he came to Baba more than 44 years ago when he was in the Indian Navy, working as an electronic engineer there in the Indian Navy. He met Baba, and the moment he saw Baba, he decided to dedicate his life to Baba. So for 44 years now, he is serving Baba in a very tireless way. He has traveled around the world many times, lives in Madhuban, and has various responsibilities. Dadiji is right hand, I should say, the managing trustee of the Global Hospital, and many more. He is the Secretary General of our international conferences which we hold here, and very active in all the, you see the big buildings of Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan. He is the brain behind them. So we give him a warm welcome. Yes. And he's going to speak this morning on a very interesting subject: a loving heart and a stable mind. He will speak from the heart. That's his speciality, because he has a very loving heart. And the one who meets him for the first time, it's like love at first sight. So a loving heart and a stable mind by Brother Nirvair.
Om Shanti. So when Meeraben offered me the class for this morning, I accepted to be here. There would be definitely more than 10,000 people this time to meet Baba at Shantivan. And many of them are coming, especially to celebrate New Year's Eve, 31st December. And you know what happens when you know people personally. It becomes a very demanding situation. Everyone wants to speak to you. They want time. They want to have some time together. And that too personally. Not just the class. So what to do? The best thing was for me to accept the invitation for this morning and be here, so that I can feel more relaxed, more comfortable to speak to you. The subject for the morning which Meeraben wanted me to speak, I don't know from where she got the idea. She said, you spoke about this subject in London when I was there in 97. Now I don't remember what I spoke at that time. And it's difficult to repeat what I spoke there. But from our day-to-day experience, I think it's not difficult to share with you what exactly is needed in Brahmin life, or even otherwise in the worldly life also, day-to-day life. What can make us feel more comfortable, more happy, more relaxed, more natural? I think to live by our true nature is the easiest thing we can do. we acquire so many things, so many attitudes, so many qualities over the years, but still, from time to time, we behave in such a way, and then good or not so good things also happen. And what do we share at that time? What to do? This is my nature. And let's reflect on this aspect. What is our true nature? I think the true nature is as we have accepted ourselves to be the children of God, the chosen ones, special ones. So we inherit godly qualities, those qualities which are dear to our hearts, those qualities which are dear to Baba's heart, and those qualities are very dear to the whole of humanity. That's what I find. Wherever we go, irrespective of what language people speak, when there are exchanges on interpersonal level, we find the same natural things very, very easily accepted. The first thing what I learn, and I think all of us learn, the feeling of belonging. Just looking at each other and feeling close to each other on the basis of our spiritual relationship, that brings such a sweet feeling in our hearts. It's such a natural thing. Never mind. Now we, of course, we know each other, that we are all Baba's children. We belong to the Brahmin clan and we are on the same path. Fellow travelers. But even otherwise, I'm sure while traveling, while at your places of work, many times you meet people who relate to you as if they know you so well for many years, for ages. Sometimes some of them even start thinking of their previous lives. Perhaps we were together in some or the other life. So all this brings home the experience that when there is naturalness, when there is softness, when there is a natural feeling of even soul consciousness, then you start relating with other people on a very pure and high level, and that is spiritual relationship. You can have very easy, very sweet way of relating with other people, provided you don't have any apprehensions, you don't have any fear in your mind, and you don't have any preconceptions about the other people. Sometimes, on the basis of some information or misinformation, we block our minds. And sometimes it may not be blocked, but it has a sort of modulation of its own kind. We form our attitudes towards other people, sometimes on some sort of information. Supposing someone coming from Europe, and if someone has already shared with us what sort of qualities the Europeans have. Similarly, people coming from Africa, we relate to the people of Africa on the basis of what information we have. Similarly, South America, America, Australia, different places, and India. But all that information which we have gathered earlier may not be very true with the people we relate to on particular times. What is the best thing then? How to communicate, how to relate with the people we meet, whom at the first sight may think they are strangers, but then on the basis of what we have learned so far in this spiritual life, that they are all Baba's children. They are all human souls. They are all my brothers and sisters. That brings such a beautiful feeling of relaxed mind, warmth in the heart, and the feeling of belonging becomes so natural. When such a feeling is there, such an attitude is there, such a way of relating with each other is there, there is natural warmth, and there is definite confidence in the people you relate to. Otherwise, there is doubt all the time in the mind. Many times you meet people who are not very friendly in the beginning. They are very avoiding type sometimes. So a warm heart and pure mind can win over even the people who may be negative in the beginning, or who may be avoiding you sometimes. But the question is, why should we think all this? Why should we have such thoughts even? The reason is, after receiving Baba's knowledge, after understanding its depth, after enjoying inner peace and joy and happiness on the basis of our natural spiritual relationship with other souls, we feel concern about other people. And we like to share with them that truth, that happiness, that wisdom, so that they can also receive the same benefit what we have received. It's not for any other reason. It's not for any selfish motive. It's for a greater cause. Because knowing that the Father is the benefactor of all souls, being His special chosen children, following the footsteps of the Father, that kind of feelings come automatically from inside. Expanded consciousness, unlimited feeling of love towards everyone. That's the reason. There is no selfishness in it. Even if we are inspired by words of Bap Dada or Dadi Ji or Janki Dadi, when they call upon us to do more service, to spread the knowledge, to spread the message to all corners of the world, what lies behind that diction? It's nothing else. Nothing else but that concern. Concern for the entire global family. The way we all enjoy being together in spiritual consciousness, being together, enjoying the fruits of spiritual wisdom, and receiving such beautiful feelings of love and affection, unconditional. The fragrance which comes to us. It's so elevating. We like to see that the whole world becomes like this. Everyone, every Brahmin soul would think, faster the message goes to everyone, the faster the world becomes a better place to live, and everyone becomes Baba's special child, a divine being, a divine soul. That's the reason. That would happen only when there is no bias in our mind. There is love in our heart towards everyone. Otherwise, it's not possible. Being together here as one global family brings home this feeling. We forget about all the limitations of barriers of country, of nation, of region, of color, of language. There is just one focus, and the focus is to elevate ourselves consciously, striving hard on a very subtle level. As I can see, I can feel, there is that desire, deep, deep desire, burning desire in everyone, every Brahmin's heart, how to become accurate, how to become Baba's worthy child, how to become Baba's worthy instrument. And all that is to make ourselves better and better and better, and to make this world better and better and better. So that when we become elevated, everyone should be elevated. Then only we can enjoy the beauty of that divine life of golden age. Otherwise, it's difficult. Baba's wisdom is such that in golden age there are no people who have any negativities. It's hard to think today when you look around. But that's the goal. That's the goal to achieve, all of us. So just imagine what a lofty aim we have. And that can be achieved only when there is purity in our heart, purity in our mind, positivity in our attitude. Negativity will not work. The moment our thoughts become negative, immediate reflection on our face, in our eyes. The smile goes off. Whereas what we have learnt, that the deities, they smile all the time. That's the aim for us. And that smile would be there only when there is purity of mind constantly. There is loving heart all the time. Negative towards none. Loving towards everyone. I know sometimes it becomes very difficult. If you have been wronged by anyone at any time, difficult to forget it. Even if Baba explains, well, that was settling of old karmic accounts, it takes a lot of time to overcome that feeling. And that too, especially after Baba's jnana, after becoming jnani souls, if any such thing happens due to jealousy, due to competition, due to some selfish interest, it brings bad feelings. So you can imagine, on one side it's very sweet to think about having a loving heart and a pure mind. But how difficult it would be to make it a natural way of living. But then Baba says, see your father and mother, Baba and Mama, looking at them, having enjoyed their, not just the love, not just the guidance, their company, but having seen practical way of their living, the way they interacted with everyone. Many times, it was worth seeing when Baba or Mama, they know about the weaknesses of the children, and yet they would relate to those children in such a positive way, such an elevated way, such a beautiful way. Why? Baba always looks at the final stage of each soul. What we learn, all the souls would return to their golden stage. So keeping that in the mind, forgetting about all that that's in between, if we can follow the Father in the same way. I have been enjoying this kind of thing for some years now, many times. We come across some people who may not behave well, who may not have proper regard, but having patience. And also dealing with them in the same way as Bap Dada would deal. It keeps our own minds very peaceful without reaction. And that becomes the basis of the transformation in the other souls also. It requires little special effort, I would say. The effort is to observe your own thought process. It's a very subtle effort. I wonder sometimes why Baba says, when you start your day, start it with the thought of Manmana Bhav. Connect your mind with me, so that the beginning of the day, the very first thoughts are so elevated, they set the whole day's clock, then hardly any chance to falter during the day. But if that is not done, by chance, due to any reason, you would find there is struggle during the day. One has to struggle to remain calm, to remain peaceful, to remean very positive. But if early morning meditation is so good, the whole day would be so enjoyable, so peaceful. That's why many people say love is God. God, the word God, when they say God, God means something which is the highest, the purest, the most beautiful. So Manmana Bhav early in the morning makes the whole day, and that becomes a normal daily routine. Daily routine makes a beautiful life, very enjoyable, very sweet, very elevated, very satisfying. Nothing to achieve. Nothing else to achieve, I should say. There was a saying in Hindi, whatever was to be achieved has been achieved. There is nothing else to be achieved. That kind of feeling comes. When such a stage is achieved, then the soul becomes free from the influences of praise or criticism. It's very difficult stage to be achieved, but once you are near it, or you have achieved it, the smile would never disappear from your eyes. That's how I feel when you have such a stage of your consciousness you are able to realize the worthiness of Brahmin life. It's not an ordinary life. As Baba says, you are greater than even the deities, higher than even the deities. That feeling should be there. That experience should be there in our lives. And it should be very natural. Some meditation. Om Shanti.